political or social freedom or rights was Germany. And that, in fact, Germany was the leader in human rights in terms of Europe. And that a great deal of the French Revolution, which brought freedoms to the rest of Europe, especially to France, really was patterned upon German ideas, German influence, German methods. This came about in a number of strange ways. The first thing I think that we have to realize is that Germany was the seat of Protestantism in Europe. It is where the Protestant Reformation began. It was Martin Luther's country. It was the country in which the Roman Catholic Church was broken for the first time. Even though the Protestants remained as conservative and perhaps as reactionary and as bigoted as the church itself, and nevertheless the fact that the church was defeated had a profound effect upon European thought and European action. From the moment of the Protestant Reformation onward, Europe became less and less religious. And that raised a new culture, which in the 18th century would come to would surface. And that culture was the culture of secular enlightenment, of humanism, of the attempt by man to straighten out man's problems without any godly interference. In the Middle Ages, and as long as the church held sway in Europe, the policy of governments even was not to try and right the wrongs of the society, because somehow those wrongs were sanctioned by God, because otherwise they wouldn't be there. Now, as idiotic as that sounds, but that was the belief of medieval man. Medieval man, because he had a very short life expectancy, if he was born into the class of being a serf, he could never get out of it. Medieval man saw this world as a veil of tears that you had to go through as quickly and as painlessly as possible, and that there was nothing in this world that really was of any value, and that the only thing, therefore, was the world to come, was salvation. Medieval man was preoccupied with paradise and hell. If you take a look at medieval art, that its preoccupation was with that. And only the top echelon, only the kings, the emperors, the knights, the very, very wealthy people, really had any interest, so to speak, in this world. Everybody else was only working for the world to come. Well, as I can testify from the last year that we were in the school building at One School Terrace, when you know that you're moving June 30th, you don't do many repairs in the building May 15th. In fact, you don't even notice that the building needs repairs. It's not of any concern to you. You're going. It's temporary. It's like a leased automobile. Very few people, turtle wax their car if it's leased. One of the joys of leasing an automobile is that you're less emotionally attached to it. Well, that is how medieval man felt about this world. And therefore, everything that you saw that was unfair, that was cruel, let it go. What's the difference? Doesn't make a difference. And it was only by fitful starts back and forth that any progress, so to speak, in civilization was made during those hundreds of years.